Marama Davidson is currently with us, and Marama says the incoming government's 100-day plan is a legislative assault on our foundational document, Te Tiriti o Waitangi. She's with us for a kōrero today. Tēnā koe, Marama.
Morena, Bell.
Kia ora. And I must say the Greens look pretty smart in your gears yesterday. And, well, Shane described Te Pāti Māori as a wearable arts show with a kapa haka performance, but, you know, pretty dismissive too, disappointingly. I noticed, might we start with your decision to swear into this parliament this time around with a puka puka by Moana Jackson, or actually by Annette Sykes and Andy McKaidi, called The Power in Our Truth, The Truth in Our Power. What significance does that puka puka have to you, and why did you choose that to swear your oath of allegiance on?
Yes, it's swearing my allegiance, or reaffirming my allegiance, to Te Tiriti justice, I suppose. In short, it's a beautiful puka puka with recollections from a range of people and generations about the power of Moana and power of Moana Jackson and the impact he's had on many, many, many lives, many of us. And it's really just a gathering, a regathering of our kaha as Māori and our belief in us. And so, as we all know, part of the necessary process to being able to participate as an MP is to swear allegiance, a very outdated allegiance to the Crown in England. And what we always have a choice of is bringing us something else of significance to us, something else that means something to us, to be able to swear on. Others might know or be familiar with swearing on the Bible, for example. And so it's an important mana motuhake decision to be able to take something else that aligns with your beliefs and your values. And so that's the book that I chose. It's a beautiful, wonderful book of people's recollections of and how Moana shaped so many of our lives and our movement as Māori. And I'm really pleased I was able to take that. And I think the last term I took in a book of Māori proverbs, and based on He Taonga Te Mokopuna, based on that very famous proverb. And I took in a book of a collection of Māori proverbs all about treasuring our children. So, you know, it's just an opportunity to make a statement about what you are truly signing allegiance to as a Member of Parliament.
Tēnā koe, many of our people are feeling as though we are the convenient whipping boys here for a parliament that is trying to appease the residents of the leafy suburbs, Marama. I was interested to see that you see it too, even the 100-day plan, as a legislative assault, might you explain?
Oh, it's just an assault on Te Tiriti. It's whipping up racism. I mean, let's be clear about that. Just this morning, we heard further about looking for money anywhere they can to fund their tax cuts for the wealthy. And they're looking in any place they can. They don't give a crap about how Māori feel and what it says to the country about the importance and the humanity of Māori as tangata whenua. So, for example, they're looking in at scrapping the incentives that have been in place for a long time for public servants to increase and improve their knowledge and use for te reo Māori, and they're going to scrap that. They're trying to find any dollar anywhere, and Māori are seeing initiatives to affirm the mana of Māori, initiatives to affirm our reo and tikanga, initiatives to highlight the inequities and improve our well-being, like anti-smoking initiatives, for example. Those are on the chopping block. That is an absolute legislative assault. It is designed to say, oh, these things don't matter, Māori communities don't matter, and it's taking us backwards by decades, not just in legislation, but in race relations, because it's affirming ignorance and fear and racism for people out there. And you're right, it is to appease wealthy donors. They promised some stuff during government campaign, during the election campaign, and now they're having to come forward with it because that's who controls them. That's who is trying to have unelected power over this country, is the powerful and wealthy.
Tēnā koe. Yesterday there was protest action, I guess stirred up by not necessarily a specific event, but what many of our people feel is a mood of oppression of Māori initiatives and aspirations. I'm not sure that a lot of those who were interviewed on the street could put their finger just on one issue. It was more like a disturbing umbrella is being placed across us. What would you say of the protest action? What was your reaction?
Here to support and carry the voices of our whānau and our communities into the House of Power. You know, that's always been our position and our approach from the start. And to total for those whānau, we know up and down the country, we've been hearing ourselves, whānau who would never consider themselves activists or political even, are feeling the mamai and the pōuri. They're hearing the rhetoric of things like removing the Māori Health Authority. They heard through the election Māori being used to win points and win votes, and that's after Māori all around the country, whether it was at Waitangi and then again at Koronaihana, our people were saying, stop using us as a political football. Stop kicking us around for your political votes of fear. And they heard all of that through the campaign. So, and then now we're seeing the proposals coming down the pipeline that uphold that same political football being had. And so that's what whānau are feeling. It's not so much about putting their fingers. I mean, we're the politicians. We're the ones who can name the different initiatives, you know, at the drop of a hat. We're the ones whose job it is to be able to say smoking, anti-smoking, and Oahi Kore legislation, the Māori Health Authority initiative against steel, the further sanctions on people who receive income support, so on and so forth. That's our job. But whānau have been watching the news, they've been watching social media, they've been hearing from our own people who are highlighting these issues, and it just rolls up into an ugly racist ball that is aimed at Māori. And so that's what whānau are feeling, and we support our people getting out onto the streets, making their voices heard, and we will carry their voices into the hallways of power.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, Sister, Gaza. We are hearing less and less. How disappointed are you at our incoming government's response here, or lack of?
Extremely disappointed, but not surprised, because it does take courage and focus to just be human, actually. The temporary ceasefire resumed, and the violence continued. 700 or so innocents were killed, including far too many babies again. Like, we just cannot allow ourselves to normalise that. We have to keep our voices strong at every possible opportunity, and I really want to acknowledge the organisers who have had to keep this momentum up for, I think, the Greens. I think we were at our, seventh or eighth weekend rally in a row on Saturday, and we've been there every weekend, but we've been there well before October the 7th as well. And so we've got to keep that up. That's why we also chose to wear our kufia into the House yesterday, our Green MPs. I'm really proud to be able to say, hey, look, stop killing. Stop the killing, stop the hate. You know, we just cannot allow this to be normalised, as well as we need enduring long-term justice and peace to prevail. And so we will always stand against oppressors, and we will always highlight the voices and the realities of people being oppressed, and Palestinians in Gaza have been oppressed for decades and decades. And so I was proud to continue to use our platform to raise our voice on that issue.
Tēnā koe, Marama. Thanks again. We have much work to do as broadcasters, as politicians, but as tangata whenua. The mahi before us is significant and vital. Ngā mahi nui ka koe tuhine, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe nā, ngā mahi.
Kia ora, all the best to you, Marama, thank you.